Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important question regarding the Hajj, the pilgrimage to Mecca. As you know, the Hajj is one of the principal and very important and significant actions and a'mal that every Muslim performs, of course, under certain conditions. And we are currently in the month of Zulhijjah, and the Hajj, you know, the Hajj is performed in the first 10 days of this month. And therefore, the question we want to ask today regarding Hajj is this: what is the philosophy of Hajj? You know, people ask all the time about what is the philosophy of this action? Why do we have to pray? Why do we have to fast? What's the reason for all these things? You know, in general, you know that we don't know the causes which led to the formulation of the various rules that we have in Islam, but we can only derive and conclude certain benefits that they might have. But nevertheless, we can allude to this, the benefits of the Hajj, what the Hajj is, its nature, its essence. And fortunately, this has been mentioned in the words of the Commander of the Faithful in the book, which is a collection of his sermons called the Nahjul Balagha. So let's look at the answer to this question in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in the very first sermon of the Nahjul Balagha, which speaks about the creation of the heavens and the earth, Adam, and the importance of the Quran, alludes to, in a certain portion of this sermon, he alludes to the Hajj. And the message that this portion wishes to convey is that the pilgrimage to the house of God in Mecca, in the Hajj, is a summary of Islam. It's almost like a summary of Islam. Everything that we perform there, the entire religion of Islam, you could summarize it in the Hajj. And it has contained, and to elaborate on this more, it contains within itself important social, individual, ethical and political elements of the religion of Islam. And for this very reason, in that very first sermon, the Imam alludes to the necessity of the Hajj and its obligation, and in a very eloquent manner, the Imam says that God Almighty, He made the pilgrimage to Mecca obligatory upon you. The very same house, the very same sacred house, the pilgrimage to that house has been obligatory on you. The sacred house which God made as a qibla and a place to which we orient ourselves in prayer for all of humanity. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the philosophy of Hajj in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي يا قيوم نور قلبنا.